Welcome back, everyone, to the Close to Home podcast. I'm David. This is Chris. Thank you for joining us again this week. Man, we were talking before. Oh, before we get started, like, comment, subscribe, share, all that good stuff. get out there so we can continue to reach people, you know, with the word and with things that you may be going through, like we're going to be talking about today. Just you know, a casual day. No specific topic. No, yeah. we're just gonna talk and just keep it way real. You know, we try to be real, but let's be way real. So that being said, I was telling Chris before we started, this past week, been going through it, right? Depression, not so great thoughts. You know, just like, man, just in the middle of it, in the thick of it. And like, I had a moment where I broke down, right? And, was just like broken, you know. Men don't like to say that we cry because it makes us sound soft or we're not manly or we're not. And people say that if you cry and you're, what kind of man are you? You're not a man. Come on.
Yeah.
Let's be real, right? Like, being stuck in that, like, depression state, you know, for people it's different, you know. It looks different, sounds different. We operate differently. And you know, again, like I was saying, I was just felt like I was blindsided because it was just, you know, now that I look back at it.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, okay, I understand where it was creeping up and where it was like being really, you know, it was getting me, and I was just kind of like, oh, yeah, no, it's weird. I'm good. Right. Yeah. Like we typically do.
Yeah.
No, I'm good. Put my big boy face on and yeah. Right. But like, you know, it just hit me and physically I just felt like I just couldn't operate, you know, so had to stop. And just be in a moment of just crying, just like, why was the question that was just there. It's like, why this, why that, you know, just going through the whole plethora of just like, man, how come, right? So when all was said and done, like I was saying earlier, you know, it just felt like I was going through it and I was just praying and leaning on the Lord, just like, why, what's going on? How come? How do I get out of this? And it was just like a cool, get up, get back to work. And I've felt that before, you know, different situations in life, and just like praying, and just like, man, just really in the thick of it. And it's just like, it was just like, you know, it's funny because right before we started, you were talking about doing that, leaning on the Lord. Mm-hmm. Right. And I want you to talk about that. Cause I felt that, but like leaning on the Lord. And sometimes we don't lean on Him as much as we need to, as we should. Like using Him as, I need you in this moment, cool, and then thanks,
yeah,
and then going about our business, right? But like, that's not at all what He's here for. Like, just to, let me pull you out the closet real quick,
yeah.
Let me lean on you,
right? All right,
go back in until I need you. Go back
in the closet.
Like what?
Yeah,
like, hold on, you know. So
yeah,
and it was funny. I was saying, you know, after all that happened, later on in the week, I was standing in line, and a guy behind me, he gets my attention and he says, "Hey, have you ever heard the gospel?" I was like, "Yeah, man." And I was like, "Absolutely." He said, so you have a relationship with Jesus?" I said, "Absolutely." He said, "Is there anything I could pray for you for?" And I told him, I said, "Well, yeah, you know, grace and guidance." Yeah, that's a new word.
I like it.
Grace and guidance. And I asked him, I said, you know, anything I can pray for you for? And his response was, not focusing on other people and what their path or what they got going on, and focusing on the path that the Lord had laid out for me and following that path. And I stopped and I said, you know what, man? That's what you could pray for me for too. Mm. And it hit me. And I was like, man, from earlier in the week to the end of the week, it was just like, wow, everything just kind of coming together.
Yeah.
And the Holy Spirit just going, I got you. Just earlier in the week, he told me, get back up, get back to work. I got mm-hmm. you. You're good. Take your moment. Lean on me. Now let me carry you throughout the rest of the week. Mm. And that's what I felt. And in that moment, I was like, man, and it just hit me. You know, I kind of felt my heart just fall in a good way. It was just like, oh,
yeah.
Wow. So he prayed for me. And then I turned around and I prayed for him right there in line. And it was wonderful. And then he asked my name and I was like, I'm David. I said, what's your name? He said, Solomon. And I was just like, bruh. It was great. It was great. And you know, just after that, it was just like, you know, God is good. I went back. I ran back to Katie, bringing her, because I was buying her a soda in line. I ran back to her and I was like, you never guess what happened. And I told her.
Yeah.
And she was like, oh my gosh, that's so amazing. And I was like, yes, it is. You know, and just a side note on that, just being able to have, you know, my wife, you know, your husband, your partner, like whoever, you know, the relationship that you're in, like whoever, you know, being able to have them, like have your back like that and be excited for you in moments like that, and not just play it off like, oh yeah, that's cool, that's great, cool, all right, we're here for something else, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, and you know, the sad truth is that we've may all at some point in time have had, you know, someone in our life who operates like that, you know, we still and you still, you know, may, so you know, we'll pray for that fixes itself, i.e. the Lord fixes that for you, because you know, that's how it goes. But I want you to go back and talk about that for you, because that hit me hard.
Yeah. So I was listening to a podcast this morning, and it's the Wild at Heart podcast, John Eldridge.
Nice.
And he was usually he has a guest on the show, but he felt like this was the most important thing that he had shared so far this year. Nope. And he was talking about how good theology, doing stuff for God, you know, being philosophical, understanding things, reading books, podcasts, all this stuff is all good.
Yeah.
But at the center of it all, at the center of the gospel, at the center of the Christian message, is that we get to, in a sense, go back to Eden. Mm. We get to where Adam and Eve walked with God in the cool of the day.
Yeah.
Where we get to have relationship with him.
Yeah.
Where we get to have a relationship with him. And I recognize and I got to listen to it again, probably like 10 times or something, but like I recognize that for me, a lot of times relationship with him is not my goal. Mm. I want to get a little bit of help in what I'm trying to do.
Yeah.
I want a little bit of guidance in what I've got going on around me.
Right.
But trying to cultivate intimacy with him. I mean, Revelation 3:20, I think it is, Jesus is talking to the church. And he says, he's talking to the church. He's talking to people that know him.
Yeah.
He says, here I am. I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in and eat with him and he with me.
Yeah.
Which is so interesting because, you know, a lot of times I've shared that passage before while preaching about like salvation. Yep. So I would expect him to say, I will come in and save him. I'll come in and heal him. I'll come in and help him sort out whatever mess.
Yeah.
But he says, I'll come in and eat with him and he with me. Which, if I know anything about the Hebrew culture, who you have a meal with is a big deal.
Absolutely.
And that's fellowship.
Yeah.
That's relationship cultivation.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just like, I have to be honest and say, I feel like I have drifted from that. Mm. I feel like a lot of times my relationship with God is very transactional. Yeah. Where it's like, I want something from him.
Yep.
Where it's not just like, oh, I just want to go spend time with him. And I'm not trying to condemn myself. For me, it just right. felt like it's like that deal, like when you're on the beach mm-hmm. and you're out in the water and you know the effect that happens.
Yeah.
You're like, you can't, the not campsite, but your beach towel or yep. whatever is right there. And then you like hang out for a while. And yeah. then next thing you know, it's like you've just drifted. A ways away. And that's kind of what this morning felt like to me a little bit.
Wow.
It felt like as he was sharing the importance of intimacy with God, knowing him, talking with him face to face as a man speaks with his friend, like it says about Moses, that's like the center, that God is a relational being. I mean, not to get all lofty about the Trinity, but that God is a relational being in and of himself, Father, Son, Holy Spirit. And that Jesus prayed in John 17, before he was crucified, he prayed that we would be one with him as he's one with the Father.
Yeah,
he prayed for that kind of unity.
Yeah.
And I just got to be honest and say that a lot of times, that unity is not the number one thing on my, I want him to help me with the stuff that I want to get done in my life.
Yeah.
And I treat him like a divine admin.
Yeah.
Like, you got all the power. I'm trying to get this thing done and I need you to come through. And it's really frustrating that you're not. And I just don't understand why you're not, because I'm trying to do this thing for you. Yeah. So it feels like you really should be coming through.
Yeah.
And what's your problem? And I'm just like,
I'm reading Revelations now. Actually, I was in 3 this morning. So I it's funny. We say it's funny. We're like, oh, it's funny. It's such a coincidence. It's not a coincidence. There's no coincidences. Like, things happen for a reason. Like, the Holy Spirit, 100%. Earlier, before we started, we were talking. It's like, oh, what topic? And we were having a conversation. We were talking about all of this really before, you know, just, we were just, you know, touching the surface of it. And it's like, oh, yeah, we'll dive into the book. Get room to breathe. And I keep it in the same spot in my wall locker right here. With my gear in it.
Yeah.
It's not in there. Oh, let me go check the secondary spot. It's not there either. Where is it? It's not a coincidence that I couldn't find it. The Holy Spirit's like, no. We're going to talk about this. All right, cool.
Gosh.
And you know, I just, the transactional piece.
Yeah.
Specifically, you saying that, I'm just like, man, how often do I do that? You know, especially in my profession, I'm like, man, did awesome in the audition, Lord. Like, all right, like, come through, you know, come through.
Yeah.
And like, you know, in some cases, the roles that I'm supposed to book, I book them.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
The roles that I'm not supposed to book, I don't book them.
Yeah.
And that's by his design. For whatever reason why I don't book it, unbeknownst to me, doesn't matter. Like, it doesn't, that I don't need to worry about it. Mm. Right. But just know that, hey, this may not have been the project that he wanted you to work on. So go do this over here. Oh, okay. Great. Mm. But how often is it like, again, transactional, like, all right, Lord, you're my ATM.
Yes.
I need a little bit of currency. So I did the work. Can I get this?
Yeah.
Thank you. And then go about your business.
Yes.
And it's like, No. And I felt lately when I pray and I'll say this, I have an issue with asking. I do.
Yeah.
So when I ask, I'm praying for something, I'm asking, you know, I always feel like I feel that.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And I'm like, man, am I just... Where's my heart at when I'm praying? Where's my heart at when I'm asking for what I'm asking for? And it could be anything. Just praying for, you know, health, for my family, you know, relatives, things like that. You know, the older generation that we got in our family. Like, you know, just praying for health and praying for guidance and, you know, deliverance and everything. Just whatever I'm praying for. It's like, am I praying in the sense of like, hey, you got to show up. And if you don't, I mean, come on.
Right.
Like you say, right.
And right.
But it's like, that's not... Why are we doing that? You know, like, why we're programmed that way because of our upbringing, society, the reward system of work, school, because, hey, you go spend your time at work and you get a paycheck. Hey, you go to school and you do the work and you get good grades, you're rewarded. Yes. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yes.
Some of those things
yes.
definitely play an effect. And, you know, any other things that y'all might think, you know, drop them in the comments. Let us know. That helps us just kind of piece these things together.
Because, yeah.
again, side note, yes, we have this podcast and we talk, right? Yeah. And again, hopefully, you know, the word that we're getting from the Lord and we're sharing with you is reaching you. But in the same breath, we're talking about ourselves.
Yeah.
And as he's talking, I'm like, man, I was thinking about that yesterday. As I'm talking, same thing. And like, it just, this is not, again, I try to stress this a lot. This is not a, we're talking at you so you can understand where your faults are.
Right. Like,
no, yeah. it's, hey, look at our faults. Look at like where we're kind of lacking and slacking and like feeling where we're not living up to the potential that the Lord laid on us. And we're like, hey, you know, cause I feel like that a lot.
Yeah.
To be honest. Like, I'm like, man, I feel like you've given me these gifts and I've been trying to use them. But at the end of the day, I keep falling short. Like, man, why do I keep falling short?
Yeah.
You know, and that plays into yeah. the other day, what I was talking about earlier, in the depression. It's like, it's a constant thing is there. And you know, we're working through that
yeah.
on a daily basis. But yeah. like, instead of going that route and going back to the relationship that he wants to have with us.
Yeah.
You said it earlier with Adam and Eve walking around in the garden.
Yeah.
And that hit me. Cause I was like, think about that. And y'all just take a second and think about that. Imagine being able to walk around in the garden with God. Like, how amazing would that be? You know what I'm saying? And I say that now, that's a specific place to put yourself in, right?
Yeah.
Now imagine, we may not have the garden here, but guess what we could still do? We can still go outside, breathe in that fresh air,
yeah.
and go take a walk with God. It may not be the way that
yeah.
Adam and Eve did it back then, you know, the yeah. physical presence, but we still have his presence here.
Yeah.
Like, we still have the ability to go out, take a walk. Again, it's not as beautiful as the Garden of Eden. It's
not, yeah.
Nothing is.
Yeah.
But we still have the ability and we still have the time that we can take and set it aside, just like we set the time aside to go watch our football game, our basketball game,
mm-hmm.
hockey, soccer, whatever, yeah. you know, you got yeah. time to go hang out with people that you really don't care to hang out with anymore and go have dinner with them and sit here and fake it.
Yeah.
We got all that time.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
But we don't have the time to set aside and just be like, all right, Lord, let's just sit here together. And let's just think and talk with each other.
As you say that, I'm just like, I think about like one of the parables that Jesus told about mm-hmm. the treasure hidden in a field,
right.
where a man finds it and then he's so blown away by the treasure that he yeah. sells all he has and buys that field.
Mm.
And I guess wow. there's some part of me that's realizing, like, I guess I don't consider relationship... I hate saying this as a pastor. There's some part of me that does not see that has lost sight of the value of a relationship with God.
Mm.
That right. almost treats that like, oh yeah, that's cool too.
Right.
But I want all the stuff he can do for me.
Right.
That's what I want. Like I'm using him.
Mm.
I hate saying it, but I'm like, it's real. It's like, yeah. it, you know, and the reason that I think that drift happens is it's like, you don't like wake up in the morning and say, you know what, I'm going to use God today.
Yeah.
I'm going to not care about my relationship with him. And yeah. I'm just going to blow past him and do whatever I want. I think that for me, the seduction happens. Well, Chris, you're doing these things for God. So right. clearly God wants to help you with these really important things that you're doing for him.
Yeah.
I've heard it said before that in a marriage, you can have either a back-to-back relationship where you're at odds with each other. Wow. And there's like, yeah, there's tension, there's friction. It's, yeah, not good. You can have a side by side relationship where you're like really good roommates. Mm. You're doing stuff with each other. You're, yep, there's synchronicity, if that's a word.
Yeah.
You know, you're going, you're parenting together, you're, right, doing finances together, all, right, the things. And then there's a face to face relationship. Mm. And that's where intimacy is. Mm. And I'm just like, man, even as I think about my marriage, like I sometimes it's more face to face, but other, yeah, times it can be very, right, transactional, right, just with raising three boys,
yeah,
and, yeah, and all that. It's, I don't want to make, you know, rationalizations for it. It, right, just can drift in that direction. Like we both have a lot going on, yep, and when the conversation starts to become more, hey babe, did you do that thing? Hey, don't forget to do that. Okay. Yeah. You're right. Mm. I got to remember to do that.
Yeah.
And when that becomes the dominant, right, you know, place of your dialogue, it's, yeah, like you got to, like, it's just, I find that back to back, side by side, face to face thing to be an important reminder of, wow, like,
that's good.
And I want that with God.
Yeah.
And it's like, even as we're talking about it, I'm like, that's like, you know, I want to go to heaven, and I want all the stuff that I, you know, I've gone through books about heaven. I really, mm-hmm, believe, I mean, this would be a whole different podcast discussion, yeah, but I really believe that this earth is just a shadow of what's to come, oh, that God's going to, yes, renew this earth. He's going to do, I don't have it all figured out or anything, yeah, but he's going to do, it's going to be incredible.
Yes.
But it's like, yes, but when we think about that and all that could go along with it, you know, is the fact that I am going to get to have a face to face connection with Jesus, mm, the thing I'm most excited about.
Yeah.
And I don't ask that as like a shaming, right, question, but I ask it as like a self reflection question. And I'm like, cause I, mm, can have closer relationship, yeah, with him now.
Absolutely.
And yet I find myself, and I'm so thankful that we're talking about it, yeah, because I find myself not prioritizing that.
Right.
And like,
right,
you said, like I find plenty, it makes me think of worship. It's like, the question is not whether or not we worship. Mm. It's what or whom we worship.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're all worshipers.
Yeah.
You know, because worship is what you get your identity from. Yeah. Worship is what you derive value from. It's where you go for acceptance and, yep, validation and all that kind of stuff. So everyone worships.
Yeah.
You know, it's just what or whom do we worship?
Absolutely.
And I think that honestly, if you were to take an inventory of my life right now, I don't know that you would conclude, at least not to the extent that I would like, I don't know that you would conclude that I'm primarily worshiping God. Mm. And I hate saying that,
right,
because I feel, you know, embarrassed or ashamed, but I think there's been some drift from that, and, yeah, and acknowledging it feels really like, okay.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't, good, I don't feel condemnation. I just feel like, gosh, I want to prioritize that,
right,
because I do believe, like when I look at God's handiwork, like what you were talking about with the garden, when I think, yeah, about the stars, when, right, I think about the trees, when I think about this, yes, this, it, when I just think about things that God has created, I'm like, of course he's the most,
yeah,
amazing being in the universe. Of, yeah, course I want to spend time with him. Of course, you know, what Augustine said, our hearts are restless until they find their rest in him. Of, mm, course I want that connection. Yeah. We're created for that connection.
Yes.
I find myself honestly, physically and spiritually,
right,
putting a lot of junk food in, mm, and instead of the thing that would nourish me the most.
Wow.
And it's like,
that's our life. Our culture.
I hate saying it.
Right. But that, again, in saying that, that realization, like I talked to all the time when I'm talking to Katie, I'm like, listen, she, for the longest time, she still says it. She always says to the kids, words have power.
Words have power.
Words have power.
Yeah.
Right. And for the longest time, I would just be like, Right.
Yeah.
And then it started to sink in for me. I was like, oh, okay. Well, actually, words actually do have power. Like,
yeah.
Okay. I get that. Makes sense. So then I started saying it to the kids. And then within the past year, I've really been like, words really do have power.
Yeah.
When I'm going through it and I'm not talking, not saying anything about it, gets a little more aggressive. There's more. It's just, it's compiling just on more and more and more. And as soon as, like you just did, as soon as I say something about it, like you said, you're just like, wow.
Yeah.
Getting it out, talking about it, hearing those words have power. So instead of it eating away at you on the inside, being able to speak them out loud and then go, there's guidance in there.
There's guidance. Yeah.
There's a blueprint in there. There's a path in there, and it's right there. And I've been struggling with this, and now, how do we change it? How do I follow this path? How do I take the next step? Oh.
Yeah, Jeremiah 29:13 says, you will seek me, God speaking, you will seek me and find me. When you seek me with all your heart, I will be found by you, declares the Lord. And Rick Warren, a pastor out from California, the way he broke that scripture down is he said, you have as much of God as you want.
Ooh.
And I'm just like, I buy that. I mean, scripture also says, draw near to God and he'll draw near to you.
Ooh.
That James 4. So I'm like, I have as much, if that's true, I have as much of God as I want. I have to recognize that I've just not been recognizing what a gift it is that I have access to the creator of the universe.
Wow.
That I can go to him. I mean, I have to, you know, I think about, you know, Martha and Mary from Luke 10. Mm. You know, I mean, classic story, probably a lot of people have heard of it, but Jesus is sitting right there in the living room and Martha's scurrying all over the house, and not to get down on her, Jesus rolled with a deep crew, so she probably had a lot of stuff she had to do. I get it. It makes sense. But Jesus is sitting right there in the flesh in the living room, and she could have parked her butt right there next to her sister Mary and listened to what he said, but she was distracted, worried, upset.
Right.
Is what the scripture says. And so, you know, I'm like, I find that in my own life. I'm like, God, don't interrupt me. I'm trying to read this book about you. Like, what kind of sense does that make? Yeah. You're God, I'm trying to do all this good stuff for you, so stop getting in the way with your invitations to deeper relationship with you. He's like, oh, Chris, that's right. I forgot.
Wow. Dude, that's what we do every day. Work, school, you know, prioritizing life and everything that we got going on. And again, transactional, just putting the Lord off to the side, like, but hold on, but let me, I'll be right back. I'll be right back. Just stay right there.
He's always there.
Right. You know what I'm saying? But like, it cut and be cut. And that's, and I think, and I know maybe for me, you know, throughout different points of my life, that's how I viewed my relationship with God. Just like, I know you're always there. So let me go over here and do all this dumb stuff. And then like, when I'm ready, I know you're there. And I know even through the dumb stuff, like, you know, you kept me safe. You kept me away from going too far with the dumb stuff. So I'm like, I appreciate that. And I'll be back later. Yeah. Let me go continue doing what I was doing.
Yeah.
Right. But on a daily basis, what does that look like? That looks like going to work, being involved with work, being upset. We got to come home and then, you know, we got to vent. We got to complain, you know, we got to go through all that because that's a part of, you know, getting it out of our system, right?
Yeah.
We got to watch our TV show. We got to get something to eat. You know, we got to spend time with the kids. And again, not saying that all of those things are bad.
No.
Just saying, please hear this. Not saying that those things are bad.
No.
You got to talk to your partner. You got to talk to your loved ones. You got to vent. You got to complain. Right. You got to cry it out. You got it, right? You got a job. You got to spend time with the kids, you know. Watch your shows, decompress. I play video games to decompress. Like,
yeah.
Again, like, But when do we set time aside for the Lord?
Well, and I think that, you know, there's a great book called Practicing the Presence of God by Brother Lawrence. It's actually just his collected teachings. I think they put them together after he died.
Yeah.
But the idea of the book is that your attention to God can be like a thing throughout the day.
Absolutely.
Like while you're doing the dishes or, you know, whatever it is that you're doing, it's attuning your heart to him. So it's not to say like you need to spend time in an ivory tower, you know, all the time.
All the time,
or, you know, you just need to be up in your room and spending time with God or you need to set the alarm for, you know, 4 o'clock in the morning or, or whatever. It's not saying any of that, but it's like, gosh, like, you know, I don't know exactly what this needs to look like. Probably different for everybody, but the God of the universe, it's like, and I'm still working this out, obviously. So, but it's like the God of the universe is inviting us into relationship with him.
Absolutely.
You know, and went to such great lengths to make that relationship possible that he sent his son to die on the cross for our sins and to rise from the dead so that so that he could have relationship with us in this life and in the next. And it's like, what, and we didn't deserve that relationship, but it is available now.
Absolutely.
It is available. And it's like in Romans, it says an interesting thing. It says that in speaking of people that were doing some of the stuff that we're talking about, it says they worshiped and served created things rather than the creator who is forever praised. Amen. And so it's like the good stuff.
I
think honestly, the best stuff, family, job, you name it, hobbies, pastimes, it's the best stuff that has the highest potential to compete for our worship.
Right.
You know, because it's like, I'm not tempted to go out on Friday nights and rob gas stations.
No.
It's been a long time since my like college days. I'm not tempted to, you know, to go find like a local weed dealer and, you know, and score a whatever. You know, let me be distracted by this good thing that even God's put in my life, as opposed to just taking some time to just be with him.
You know what helps? I know what helps me, and you just touched on it a little bit. It's like, just like throughout the day, you know, driving in the car, going to the store. I'm listening to good music.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Praising, worshiping in the car. And sometimes I just find myself doing that in the car. And I'm like into the song. And you're just like, I feel the spirit moving.
Yeah.
Driving cool. You know, people looking at you in the car crazy. It's like, cool, I'm good. Fine. But like, whatever, it's fine. You know, but like those moments, you know, just throughout the day, like even just like, I don't know, like sometimes getting like, if I'm writing a script, working on my own project.
Yeah.
Writing a script, and I'm like, man, this is good. Like, appreciate that, Lord. I think, like, little things like that,
right?
Like, you know, just throughout the day, like I've noticed that I've been doing that more, and it's taken me a long time to get to that place, right?
Yeah.
But like, I caught myself the other day, and it's like noticing that more. Like, all right, cool, that's what's up. Like,
yeah.
Make sure, and it's I talk to other people too. It's like, hey, make sure we're giving credit where credit's due.
Yeah.
Like, yes, it's good that you did great with what you were doing and the gifts that you got, you're using them, great. But make sure that we give thanks to who gave you those gifts. Because, again, people, you know, we get very, very arrogant, self-centered. I did this.
Yeah.
I was the one that put the work in. I did it. Me. And like, cool. I'm not saying that you didn't do a good job with what you got going on. But maybe, just maybe, every now and again, we could start saying, I appreciate that. And you allowed me to do this.
Yes.
Thank you for giving me this gift.
I like what you're saying, because it's like you can do anything with God. I mean, you can surf with God. You can, you know, climb mountains with God. You can do all that kind of stuff with God. I think to me, the thing that came to mind to me is acknowledging the things that are taking precedence above him.
Yeah.
Like, Brad, who's been on the podcast before, he helped me declutter our garage to where we could set up a whole bunch of games in the garage. We've got like a ping pong table. We've got a dartboard.
Yeah.
We've got all this cool stuff in the garage. And all he did was help. All he did was help me declutter it. And I think that to me feels like at least part of what I'm sensing right now. Like, yeah, like have all the like, I love golfing. I love, I'm trying to learn how to play the guitar right now. You know, just a little, I'm trying to learn.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think God has a problem with any of that stuff, but it's when we elevate it, when it becomes the thing that we're all about, the thing that we are so afraid of losing, when we elevate these things that were meant to be enjoyed by Him.
Yeah.
That He's given us for our enjoyment, our kids, our families, our vocations, like all that stuff's good.
Yeah.
But it's like when we elevate it to the position of worship, of an idol, of something that we need that replaces Him. That's where it's like, hold on, The prize, and it's not just about clearing the garage. It's also decluttering it, and then making relationship with Him. I mean, in intimacy with Him, the primary thing.
Absolutely.
Like, you know, and I don't totally know what that looks like. I think there's a lot of how-tos with that. I think that if you really want to, if Rick Warren is right, if you have as much of God as you want, then you'll find ways to, whether it's while you're, you know, writing a script or while you're doing something, you're gonna, of course you're gonna reach out to Him. Of course you're gonna praise Him. You're gonna, you know, give credit to Him. Absolutely. You're gonna do those things.
Absolutely.
But I don't know. I've just been noticing in my life lately a lot of congestion there, and I have not been treating, I have not been treating relationship with God as if it were the most important thing to me. I just haven't been treating it like that. I haven't been that excited about I haven't been, and I'm not browbeating myself. I'm really just trying to be honest.
Yeah.
I just haven't been treating relationship with Him as though it's as big of a privilege and as though it's as exciting and awesome as it really is.
Yeah.
And I see that and I'm noticing that, and I don't want that to be true because it's like, I'm no expert, but it's like, I mean, that's kind of the whole, I mean, He died and rose so that we could be close to Him again.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that we could, I mean, the way I think about it is, I think like going back to the garden, it's like the first thing that God did with Adam is He breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. Now, I've never, you know, had that experience before, but I imagine you got to be pretty close to someone to breathe in their nostrils.
CPR training.
And I'm just like, so as if we're going to reverse the curse, if we're going to fight against our fallen nature as believers in Christ, it's going to look like us taking steps back to that kind of fellowship where relationship with God is the thing that the two greatest commandments: love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, and love your neighbor as yourself.
Yeah.
And again, when I hear myself say those words, I notice the drift again. I'm like,
man,
fame,
yeah,
success,
yep,
status,
yep,
follows,
yep,
money,
everything that we hear on a daily basis that is supposed to be on the throne of your heart, according to society.
Yeah.
According to what that's what it is. You're talking about that a little bit earlier. My mom, she always said that to me. Like when it came to your identity, you're talking a little bit about identity. Mm-hmm. And it's like, she would always ask me like, what is your identity? Mm-hmm. What are you? I'm an actor. I'm a this. I'm a that. Right? Very adamant about it.
David, I don't know if you know this, but you are speaking to a lead pastor. not just a pastor, a lead pastor. You should be very impressed right now.
You see what I'm saying?
Yes. Right? You see what I'm saying? It's like, we get so much. Yes. You know,
it's real.
We get so much validity and whatever from our accolades and achievements and titles. Yes. And it's like, it was never meant to be that.
No, no. She would always ask me that question and she'd always check me on that. And I was like, man, it switched one day. And I was like, I'm a child of God.
I'm a child of God.
Straight up. Like that's what I am first. Right. Because I was putting my career over everything and everything. It was like my career and then like 18 spaces and then everybody else.
Yeah.
And then God was even further down than that. You know what I'm saying? And just being real again, that's how I was operating. I was like, man. And when I switched it, I was like, oh, okay. I'm a child of God. Mm-hmm. I got all this other stuff going on in my wife, my kids, my family. And then what I do for my career is this. And I remember I told my mom that and I was like, it feels so freeing. And she told me, she goes, the angels are jumping for joy. The angels are jumping for joy right now. And I was just, and when she said that, it hit me. And I was just like, man, I love that. Just something simple as that.
Yeah.
So listen, just one, thank you for sharing all of that.
Yeah.
And like, I didn't even, again, when we talk, sometimes we got stuff planned, but in a situation like this, where it's just like, man, what was planned for us. As it always is, you know, thinking, you know, but like, man, just being able to share, and it's not easy by any means, digging deep and sharing like what we really feel. And you say it, you know, a lot, you're like, man, I feel bad for saying this and it's like, but I respect that because it's like, listen, if you can point out your flaws and then actively go, you know what, I'm going to go work on that. And you see the change day by day. We see the change day by day.
Yeah.
Like, I respect that. Everybody out there listening, they respect that, you know? And same with everyone out there. Like, being able to voice those concerns, issues, just all the everything that you got going on, being able to voice it, telling your partners, telling your friends, telling your family, like, whoever you got in your corner that you can speak to, like, don't be afraid to talk about it. Don't be afraid to ask the questions. Don't be afraid to come up to Chris and I, you know, when we're out of church, like, hey, talk to us. Like, hey man, got this going on. Listen, I pray for you. He'll pray for like, you listen to me. This is, we're all in this together. Like straight up, man. Like sometimes life sucks, but when you have a community of people, it doesn't have to suck as much. And like, we're here for each other. But like, that's right. I was telling the kids the other day, like, you know, sometimes I was talking to my son and he was talking about track. Track season's up. You know, he's doing it. And he's like, I was like, how you feeling, man? He was like, dad, my butt hurts from running so much. My hamstrings hurt. And I'm like, dude, I get it. I used to run track too. I know, man. And he's like, but you know what? Got to embrace the suck. And I said, absolutely. Sometimes you just gotta put your head down, go do the work, and just embrace the suck. But like I told him, and like I'm saying to y'all, you don't have to do it alone. Mm. You got plenty of people in the community that have your back, that will pray for you, and that will stand by your side during that entire thing. Yeah, and it makes things just a little bit easier. Yeah. So, you wanna take us out in a word of prayer, my brother?
Yeah. God, thank you so much, Lord, that that you want to have a relationship with us. Lord, all of us in small ways and big ways have turned our backs on you at various times. Mm-hmm. And God, thank you that you're so patient and you're so loving. And thank you that that you want close, intimate relationship with us. And Lord, I admit I don't often know what that looks like, but I also admit that I allow so many things to fill that spot in my life, and they don't fill it. God, they're poor substitutes. So I just pray for myself, pray for David, and everybody listening to this, that you would help us to get our hearts ordered in the right way, get our priorities ordered in the right way, get our affections, our worship where it needs to be. God, you know the tendency we all have to drift. So Lord, help us to recognize it and help us to treasure you the way that you deserve to be treasured. God, we love you. We praise you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you once again for being back with us and joining us. And, you know, just go throughout the rest of your week and love each other, right? Mm-hmm. Love God, love your neighbor. I mean, it sounds very simple. We make it very difficult.
Yes. Right? So difficult.
We make it very difficult, and that's on us. You know what I'm saying? You know, but hey, it's take it a day at a time and just take it a moment at a time. Take it an interaction at a time and just start there. You know, you're not going to build Rome in a day, as they say, right? Yeah. Rome wasn't built in a day, but take your time, be there for people. People will be there for you. We love you. Drop the stuff, the comment, the like, the subscribe stuff, share all that wonderful goodness for YouTube. Yeah. And we'll see you next week. Yes. Guest next week.
Yes.
Okay. Guest next week. Special guest next week. Stay tuned. Chris is excited.
Yeah.
See a smile on his face. Yeah. So be tuned in next week for our guest, and we love you. Have a great weekend. Have a great week. We'll see you on Sunday.
Yeah.
See you in the next one.